Fallopian tubes. The fallopian tubes are two fine ducts that go from the superior angles of the uterus toward the ovaries. Nevertheless, they do not adhere to the latter. Their function is to capture an oocyte released by one of the ovaries and to transport it toward the interior of the uterus, irrespective of whether it has been fertilized. The oocyte meets with the spermatozoa inside the tube, whereupon it is fertilized. After fertilization has taken place, the tube works as the natural milieu for further development and transportation of the embryo toward the uterus. It is inside this tube that the embryo spends its first 72 hours. Each fallopian tube is 100 to 120 millimeters long and is composed of three main parts. The isthmus, which is the narrowest part nearest the uterus. The isthmus connects with the inside of the endometrial cavity through an orifice 1 millimeter wide called the ostium. The ampulla is the part of the tubes where fertilization and the first stages of development take place. It is in this segment of the tube that we find the glands and microvilli responsible for creating the ideal environment for fertilization, as well as for the first days of development and the eventual transportation of the fertilized egg to the uterus. The fimbria is the extremity of the tube farthest from the uterus. It is responsible for capturing the oocyte after ovulation. It has a set of motile digital extensions that give it the appearance of an open flower.